And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 27th of July, 2025. July 27th is National Tree Day. Most of us sense that taking a walk in a forest is good for us. We take a break from the rush of our daily lives. We enjoy the beauty and peace of being in a natural setting. Now, research is showing that visiting a forest has real, quantifiable health benefits, both mental and physical. Even 5 minutes around trees or in green spaces may improve health. Think of it as a prescription with no negative side effects. That's also free. Numerous studies in the U.S. and around the world are exploring the health benefits of spending time outside in nature, green spaces, and specifically forests. Recognizing those benefits, in 1982, the Japanese Ministry of Agriculture, Forestry, and Fisheries even coined a term for it, Shinrin-yoku. It means taking in the forest atmosphere, or forest bathing. And the ministry encourages people to visit forests to relieve stress and improve health. Exposure to forests boosts our immune system. While we breathe in the fresh air, we breathe in phytoncides, airborne chemicals plants give off that have antibacterial and antifungal qualities and help plants fight disease. When people breathe in these chemicals, our bodies respond by increasing the number and activity of a type of white blood cell called natural killer cells, or NK. These cells kill tumor and virus-infected cells in our bodies. In one study, increased NK activity from a 3-day, 2-night forest bathing trip lasted for more than 30 days. Japanese researchers are currently exploring whether exposure to forests can help prevent certain kinds of cancer. Spending time around trees and looking at trees reduces stress, lowers blood pressure, and improves mood. Numerous studies show that both exercising in forests and simply sitting, looking at trees, reduce blood pressure as well as the stress-related hormones, cortisol and adrenaline. Numerous studies have demonstrated that the presence of trees in urban settings can improve mental health. Trees and green spaces are linked to less negative thoughts, less symptoms of depression, better reported mood, and increased life satisfaction. In the contiguous United States, urban trees remove an estimated 711,000 metric tons of air pollution every year. An analysis of 94 urban areas around the world shows that trees have a significant impact on temperature and are responsible for, on average, 1.9 degrees Celsius of cooling in a city. In fact, trees can reduce temperatures by up to 9 degrees Celsius. Let's celebrate generous trees today. On this date in 2015, Marianne Sullivan published the first episode of the Animal Law podcast. Join animal law professor and longtime activist Marianne Sullivan as she explores groundbreaking legal cases shaping the future of animal protection. Each episode features in-depth discussions with leading attorneys, scholars, and advocates about critical developments in animal law, focusing on significant court decisions and their enforcement. Whether you're a legal professional, animal advocate, or concerned citizen, discover how case law is evolving to recognize and protect animals. From landmark litigation to emerging legal theories, the Animal Law Podcast makes complex legal issues accessible while examining their impact on animals and society. Recent episode titles are Challenging Alligator Alcatraz, The Legal Fight to Protect the Everglades with Elise Bennett, and Redefining Democracy, How Constitutional Law Could Embrace All Sentient Life with Cambridge University's Raphael Fazel and Queen Mary University's John Adenatyr. With 122 monthly episodes and counting, this podcast is one that is always sure to educate and inspire. And here's a poem for today, City Trees by Edna St. Vincent Millay. The trees along this city street, save for the traffic and the trains, would make a sound as thin and sweet as trees in country lanes. And people standing in their shade, out of a shower, undoubtedly would hear such music as is made upon a country tree. Oh, little leaves that are so dumb against the shrieking city air, I watch you when the wind has come. I know what sound is there. City Trees by Edna St. Vincent Millay. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder to be as kind as a tree today.